Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring all the Motown 45s released between July and September of 1972. This half hour, we'll hear from the Supremes, the Festivals, Billy Proctor, Michael Jackson, Jermaine Jackson, the Jerry Ross Symposium, the Four Tops, Odyssey, and the Four Seasons. All coming up the next half hour as we feature all 45s released between July and September of 1972 for this hour.
Tom Fallon.
Love has made me gentle.
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I want to tell you about my little brother. His eyes have never seen the light of day. He ain't never seen the world that we all know. 'Cause my little brother was born that way. He asked me a question not long ago that kind of set me back. He said, "Tell me, brother, tell me, please, tell me, what is black?" I told him, "Black is the good smell of our mama's cooking. Black is you, boy, and you're so good looking. You don't have to see it, you can feel it deep inside. It's burning in your veins, filling you with pride. The blacker the ground, the richer the earth. The blacker the girl, the more that it's worth. The blacker the ground, the richer the earth." I said, "The blacker the poor. What is black?
Black is your birthright, a gift you've been given.
Cherish it, brother. Cries of a baby, it's our tears and misery. It's names like King and Emma that died for you and me. The blacker the brown, the richer the earth. The blacker the pearl, the more that it's worth. The blacker the brown, the richer the earth. I said, the blacker the pearl.
God really loves you, 'cause in his image you were made. Then he painted you black, and that's his favorite shade.
The blacker the brown, the richer the earth. The blacker the pearl, the more that it's worth. The blacker the brown, the richer the earth.
A Motown memory from Billy Proctor. It didn't chart. Released in July of 1972, that was What is Black. Before that, The Festivals, another 45 that didn't chart. Green Grow the Lilacs. And we started with The Supremes, Without Diana Ross. That was Your Wonderful Sweet Sweet Love. That reached number 22 in the Rhythm and Blues charts and number 59 in the pop charts in the United States. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom. And for this hour, we're featuring all Motown 45 records released between July and September of 1972. Well, coming up, a number one smash hit from Michael Jackson. The song is called Ben. Well, Ben was written by Don Black and composed by Walter Scharf for the 1972 film of the same name, which was a sequel to the 1971 killer rat film called Willard. The song was originally written for Donny Osmond, but the song was offered to Michael Jackson as Osmond was on tour at the time and unavailable for recording. In addition to its 1 week at number one in the United States, the song also later reached a peak of number seven on the British pop charts. Ben won a Golden Globe for Best Song and was also nominated for an Academy Award for the Best Original Song in 1973. Well, Michael performed the song in front of a live audience at that ceremony. Well, here is Ben, Michael Jackson, right here on Motown.
Ben, the two of us need look no more. We both found what we were looking for. With the friend to come my own, I'll never be.
You got it written just what you decide.
Take a real good look at yourself. Cause when those heartaches find you, you're gonna wish you were somebody else.
That was a group called the Jerry Ross Symposium. The 45 never charted. It was called Duck You Sucker from 1972. Before that, Jermaine Jackson had a hit with That's How Love Goes. It reached number 23 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts and number 46 on the pop charts. And we started with Jermaine's 14-year-old brother Michael Jackson, a number one smash on the pop charts. Ben also reached number 5 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts. This is Motown Memories with Tom. We continue to feature records released during the second half of 1972. Well, coming up, the Four Tops' last 45 on the Motown record label, the song called It's the Way Nature Planned It. Well, the Four Tops stayed together for four decades, from 1953 until 1997, without a single change in personnel. Quite a record. Well, the Motown company was changing quite a bit in the early 1970s. Older acts such as Martha and the Vandellas and the Marvelettes were being slowly shoved aside to focus on newer acts such as Michael Jackson, who we just heard from, and the Jackson 5, Rare Earth, and the now solo Diana Ross. In addition, the company was slowly moving away from its operation from Detroit to Los Angeles, where Berry Gordy planned to break into the motion picture and television industries. Well, in 1972, it was announced that the entire company would move to Los Angeles, and that all its artists had to move as well. Many of the older Motown acts, already neglected by the label, opted to stay in Detroit, including the Four Tops. Shortly after the song was released, the Four Tops departed Motown for the ABC Dunhill record label and had some great success. Well, here they are with the last Motown 45, It's the Way Nature Planned It, right here on Motown Memories.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Do you know your way? searching for some mountains lost, just wanting your wind at any cost. From childhood that he must never fail. He's fed false values and unnecessary wiles. Every stranger is your enemy.
I go forever.
Seasons, featuring Frankie Valli. That song was called The Night, didn't chart in the United States in 1972. Before that, a group called Odyssey, Our Lives Are Shaped by What We Love, also didn't chart. And we started with the Foot Tops, the last Motown 45, It's the Way Nature Planned It. It reached number 8 on the United States Rhythm and Blues charts and number 53 on the pop charts. This half hour, we featured some 45s, all released in July of 1972. Coming up after the break, we'll feature 45s released in August and September of 72, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.